This is the Roots Rock Radio Show, number 165, rrradio.com. Welcome to the Roots Rock Radio Show number 165 for the spring of 2014. I hope you're all doing well in your neck of the woods. Spring 2014. It was 9 years ago this month that I started the Roots Rock Radio Show. And here we are 165 shows later. There's been a lot of Roots Rock music over the last 9 years, and there is still more to come. So the official first day of spring is March the 20th, as it is in most years, which happens to be my birthday. Meanwhile, we got 6 inches of snow on St. Patrick's Day. This is one of the snowiest winters on the East Coast in many years. I do like the snow, but I'm really ready for springtime. Hopefully some warm weather is right around the corner. One of the main albums that influenced my idea about what rock and roll should be was Funhouse by Iggy and the Stooges. Well, the drummer that was on that album, Scott Ashton, died at age 64. He was actually born in Washington, D.C., but he moved to Ann Arbor, Michigan when he was 14. He began playing music with his older brother, Ron, and their friend, Dave Alexander, soon after. Under the leadership of Iggy, the Stooges, along with the MC5, became one of the most popular acts around Ann Arbor and Detroit, eventually signing a deal with Elektra and releasing their groundbreaking self-titled album in 69. "We didn't have songs," Scott Ashton said. A lot of that first album was written at the Chelsea Hotel in New York City over 2 days immediately before we went into the studio. The record was produced by John Cale of the Velvet Underground. That's from RollingStone.com. In 1977, after being with the label for just 6 days, the Sex Pistols were fired from A&M due to pressure from other label artists and its Los Angeles head office. 25,000 copies of God Save the Queen were pressed, and the band made about $127,000 from the deal. In 1996, the Sex Pistols announced their comeback at the 100 Club in London 20 years after they had split. In 1976, Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers appeared at CBGB's in New York City. CBGB's is one of the clubs that the New York Dolls really didn't play. They played at Max's Kansas City. I saw Thunders with the Dolls a few times back in the day. I also saw him with the Heartbreakers, Jerry Nolan on drums, at the Marble Bar in Baltimore. In 1965, the Rolling Stones were each fined £5 for urinating in a public place. It was actually a gas station, after a gig at the ABC Theater in Essex, England. Here's a question for you. Did any woman ever play on a Beatles recording? Answer later in the show. First up, the Dipsomaniacs. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
You can't touch. she's a misread, misunderstood mystery. She only drinks white wine when she's nervous. She's a very pretty girl, a too smart, too kind city girl. She only takes the Lord's name in vain when she's nervous. Gaga shells and foreign smells and peaches that taste like grits. My body's willing, the creek is high, the moon's in heat, God, grant me some rest. She has power over men, she holds them in the comfort of her soft white hands. Her beauty traps your soul, and she's magic. On angel's wings, she's got too much beauty, 4,000 dreams. When she trips a light fandango, she's magic. She holds my treasure, she rings my bell, she gives me so much pleasure. Make a rock star ill, naked in the dancing candlelight, she's magic. She's magic. We'll be right back.
founding member of the rock band Dr. Feelgood and is known for his unique way of playing the guitar, picking and strumming at the same time.
When he was diagnosed with terminal cancer, Wilco Johnson decided to refuse treatment and carry on doing what he does best. He's now embarked on a new album, what he calls his farewell tour.
Good morning, Wilco.
Morning.
Bring us up to speed, because some people won't know you've been ill, but you've been diagnosed with terminal cancer.
Yes.
So what's happening? How are you right now?
Well, I'm happy to say I'm feeling very fit and fine at the moment. I received this diagnosis that I had pancreatic cancer just before Christmas. The effect on me has been, well, not what I would have expected. When they gave me the diagnosis, it was a surprise to me, but I remained absolutely calm, not a flutter. And when I walked out of the hospital into the sunshine, suddenly I felt this elation. I just felt so alive. I mean, everything was tingling, you know, looking around and everything in the street, everything. I think I'm alive, you know. And as I say, I'm not feeling ill. And by the time I got home, I was almost euphoric. It seemed to me that finding this out had kind of, I don't know, somehow completed my life.
That was an interview with Wilco Johnson on the BBC. In the mid-1970s, in the rock publications, I read about a band who insisted on putting out their first album in mono. That band was Dr. Feelgood, and the album was Down by the Jetty. I've been a longtime fan of Dr. Feelgood and Wilco Johnson ever since. I got to meet Wilco when I was in London years ago. I was at the Hope and Anchor to see Lou Lewis Reformer. I was hanging around after the show, and there was a young woman there, and we started talking. She asked me what I was doing for the rest of the week, and I mentioned to her that I was going to go see Wilco Johnson. A big smile came across her face. She goes, "Really?" She goes, "I'm Wilco's old lady. Would you like to meet Wilco?" I said, "Absolutely." So we made arrangements to meet at the stage where he was playing, and she took me backstage to meet him. Back through some long, cavernous hallways to the back dressing room, where he was yelling about some critic who had slagged one of his shows that wanted a free pass to the show that night. I believe it was the Solid Senders. So Wilco and Roger Daltrey got together to record this album. The record company sent me some tracks to play on the show, and there is a live concert on YouTube of the entire performance. So we just heard Wilco Johnson and Roger Daltrey sneaking suspicion from the new album, Going Back Home. On the web, facebook.com, Wilco Johnson Band. Before that, we heard the Jukebox Zeros, Kill City, from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. On the web, jukeboxzeros.com. Before that, the Black Angel Band, She's Magic. And opening the set, we heard from the Dipsomaniacs. We heard their tune, Stereo. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Don't wanna fight. You like to
even try. We'll be right back. to take a walk, just a little walk along the way. And as we walked along, we talked about our coming rainy day. Just only say that you'll be mine, and you know others. Coming home between 12 and 1. So sorry for the deed I'd done. I killed the girl I love, you see, because she wouldn't marry me. Just only say that you'll be mine, and in our home we'll happy be. Side where the waters flow down by the banks of the Ohio, down the side where the waters flow down by the banks of the Ohio.
We just heard from John Mayock and the Homesteaders. We heard their tune Banks of the Ohio. Before that, we heard Wilco Johnson and Roger Daltrey. We heard their tune, All Through the City, from the new CD, Going Back Home. And opening this set, we heard the Whipsaws. We heard their tune, Bar Scar, on the web, thewhipsaws.com. I always wondered where the Beatles song, Penny Lane, was written about. In 1967, the Beatles scored their 13th U.S. number one single with Penny Lane, Strawberry Fields Forever. The song's title is derived from the name of a street near Lennon's house in Liverpool. McCartney and Lennon would meet at Penny Lane Junction in the Mossley Hill area to catch a bus into the center of the city. In 2002, the Ramones were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame by Eddie Vedder, lead singer of Pearl Jam. The ceremony took place at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City, long overdue. And in 1972, Neil Young started the three-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Heart of Gold. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
I'm staring at my hot rod, glaring in the backyard sun. It looks like she cooks, but the work is never quite done. I've been a zipping and a wrenching, but I'm not sure I want it to run. With the car in park, we can have so much more fun.
was a place, it would be this town.
Just heard Stargazer Lily. We heard their tune Defying Gravity. Before that, we heard Tammy Lynn and Miles High. We heard their tune Marianne. On the web, TammyLynnAndMilesHigh.com. And opening this set, we heard Johnny Barber and the Living Deads. We heard their tune Hot Broad. You can find them at CDBaby.com. Johnny Barber, the Living Dead. Did a woman ever record with the Beatles? In 1967, working at Abbey Road Studio in London, the Beatles finished the recording of She's Leaving Home after adding backing vocals to the track. Harpist Sheila Bromberg, who was part of the string section on the track, became the first woman to play on a Beatles recording. Can someone please call Mother Nature and order up Spring? I'm looking forward to warm weather and a few Roots Rock Radio barbecues this summer. Right now, with snow on St. Patrick's Day, it's not looking too promising. You can email me, richard@rrradio.com. So until the next show, this is Richard Taylor signing off.